Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bert Show.
All right, so the question I proposed to you guys was if you could relive any moment from your past to see if you remember it correctly. Because we all have selective memories, right? What moment are you going to choose? And this all came about because of Plead the Fifth, which we have begrudgingly brought back to the Bert Show because... That's what the listeners want, and we try to give you what you want.
When did we start that philosophy?
Well, you keep asking them, Bert. I don't know why you keep going to Instagram and Facebook asking them what they love and hate about the show.
Yeah, we need to tweak that.
We need to tweak you, sir. So we're doing Plead the Fifth, and Tommy's, you know, trying to get a gotcha question. And if I could relive any moment with an ex, what moment would I want to relive? And I chose a very specific one, not because I wanted to experience it again, but because I wanted to see if it is accurate in my, if it was as accurate in my head as I remember it. And this was it.
If you could relive a moment with one of your exes, who would you choose and what was the moment?
We went to Atlantic City. We were working for this hockey team. It was on this trip that I found out that the guy I was dating had a child that he was hiding. We had been together a year. Dang. So he was not an active part in the child. I remember coming back on the plane. I knew this information and I was just so distraught. And now he knew because we had talked about it while I was in Atlantic City. And I remember coming up the escalator from the airport and him standing there. Just this intense moment. I was so upset. And then he was so upset. I just wish I could play out that scene again and what he said to make me stay with him. So yeah, he convinced me to stay. He actually ended up becoming a very active participant in the child's life. And I got to know the child as well. And we were together for, I don't know, maybe another year after that. But I'm like, obviously you're going to remember bits and pieces. But I'm like, man, if I could just go back and relive that to remember what that mofo said to get me to stop.
That was some game.
Right? Seriously. So I've posed a question to you, Mo. I'm going to let you go first. Yeah. If any moment in your life you want to go back and relive it, just to see if you remember it as it is in your mind. Why are you laughing?
Because I know exactly which one I would go to.
Oh.
there's definitely a few of them. I tried to think to myself which one I would want to go back to the most. And for some reason, what stands out to me, I've told y'all this story, but I don't know if y'all remember. But there was a day when I worked at this old radio station and Jordan Sparks walked in to do an interview. And we had a conversation and it was maybe a 2 to 3 minute conversation. And I remember when she walked away, everyone that was around me was looking at me like, are you stupid? Like, what? she was completely coming on to you. Like, she was hitting on you, and you did not pick up on the context clues. And I did not remember that conversation going that way at all. But looking back on it, I don't think I had the confidence to think that that was even possible to where I would have seen it if it really was happening that way. And I just really wish I could remember exactly what she said to me to know if it was me or if it was them and if I actually did fumble the bag that day.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's good. That is really good. Yeah.
That's I want to know. All right, Abby. That's so funny. My story is not identical, but it's really similar in the sense that it is about a radio station and another celebrity. So my senior year of college, I was an intern in New York at another big radio show, and I worked back in the video department, with video department being me. I was the video department. And Sabrina Carpenter came in one day, and this was before she had any kind of major fame. I mean, she was just getting out of her Disney days, and I got to like videotape her and be a part of that, and that was really cool. But I remember me and my supervisor had gotten into kind of like a little bit of a tiff just because of like some miscommunications between like Northerners and Southerners. It was just a whole thing. And I remember he tried to smooth it over by asking me and my other interns about Sabrina Carpenter. And I just remember after he left, we went on this whole tirade about how irrelevant Sabrina Carpenter was. And it's so funny to me to look back because I remember thinking in my head, like, you know what? She's probably going to be like the next Taylor Swift one day. And here we are just ragging on this girl for 5 minutes. So honestly, I just want to go back in time to relive it because it's so ironic considering the massive career jump she's had now. And honestly, I think it'd be pretty humbling to see.
Okay.
All right, Bert, which moment are you going to relive? Because, I mean, we love you, but you got a spotty memory. So I'm sure there were several that you could choose from.
Well, I was going to tell you one, but now I've got sort of like one and a half based on the stories that you guys just told. Kristen, you were with the show. Right after my divorce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was Chili, with the show.
Chili from TLC came in studio. Mm-hmm. All right. The way I remember it is we had this really flirty chemistry going on and agreed in studio to like, hey, we should hang out, right? So I got her phone number and I was so intimidated, but also it's so scared. And then I went online and saw like her dating history, and she was like dating former linebackers in the NFL. And I talked myself out of thinking that she could really be attracted to a guy like me. So I never ended up hitting her up and going out on a date. But I wonder if I was just, if the chemistry was in my head and I was just arrogant enough to think that maybe she was being flirty with me as well.
The chemistry was not in your head. We all saw it. And if you look at who she's dating now, she's dating one of the Lawrence brothers. I don't remember which one, but you totally had a shot.
So right before this all happened, she was dating a guy named Takeo Spikes, who was a linebacker, I believe, for Georgia Tech, and then went on for a very successful career for the Baltimore Ravens, I believe. A huge dude. Was it the Bengals?
It was the
Okay.
Bengals, yeah.
Huge dude. I mean, so when I looked up his pictures and saw their loving pictures online and I looked at me, I'm like, this must be in my head. This must be in my head. So I never shot my shot, but I do feel like there was something going on in that studio that day, and you just confirmed it.
I remembered that there was definitely something going on, but we could go back and remember it together, relive it together. All right, so that's one. What was the half?
Well, that would have been the half. Okay. The other one was I told you guys about that when I lived in disgrace. I was about 23, 24 years old. I'm living with like 7 or 8 guys at the time, and we were living in Aspen Hill, Maryland. And we had this house that just became the party spot every Friday. They were legendary parties, right? Well, I started dating somebody from the radio station who had a bit of a jealousy streak, but I also, at that age, wasn't a very good bet, to be honest with you. So she's at one of my ragers on a Friday night, and we had been going out with each other for a couple of months. I am talking to a girl at the party, and as I remember it, Chandra runs down the stairs, locks eyes with me, and cold cocks me, hits me, not with an open fist or an open hand, but with a closed fist. I start to see stars, but my ego won't let me take a knee, right?
So, it's gotta stay upright, huh?
It's such a dramatic scene, man. And then I'm not even really sure I knew who it was that hit me. I just know that I tackled that person. So I think we're wrestling on the ground, maybe, and and people are like ripping me off of her or ripping her off of me, my guess is she was getting the better of me. So I would really like to go back and actually see what happened that night because it was so dramatic in my mind.
Okay, so you don't want to relive it. You just want to be like a fly on the wall to witness it.
Yeah, I would like my life to be like on a DVR, TiVo, whatever you want to call it, yep. And just look at it and see who was right, who was wrong, and was I doing anything incorrect? Because at that time in my life, it's very possible.
The Bird Show.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.